What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, February 15th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And of course, this being Friday, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three with her unique perspective on the world. So let's get right on into it. Obviously, the top news right now, just now breaking in Aurora, Illinois, there is another one of these mass shootings that seem to conveniently pop up every once in a while when the gun grabber agenda is running into resistance. Because, again, have you noticed how many states passed constitutional carry laws recently? And the gun grabbers, we have to stop that. Remember Columbine? That happened right after that state had passed a law, you know, loosening gun restrictions here. And we are already hearing ATF and FBI are already on the scene, which, yeah, this is feds all over it here. And, of course, just in time to distract the corporate media from reporting on Donald Trump's national emergency declaration and the issues with the border. So apparently the shooting is at the Henry Pratt Company. And so far, I mean, it's live coverage and they're blasting it all over, but not a lot of actual hard information. Four police officers injured. Unknown number of civilians, one witness statement saying he, whoever it is shooting at everybody. It's almost starting to feel like a repeat of the Mandalay Bay shooting. So anyway, we'll see what happens. And of course, I don't like to see anybody get hurt in any one of these false flag situations, but we'll see what develops and if they actually find this shooter or not. Or if they'll find an abandoned AR-15 tricked out with all the banned accessories or something. All right, so let's get into the real news for today. And that is, of course, that Trump has declared a national emergency over the border crisis. And he did something which I think was very clever. And that was he shifted the issue away from illegal immigration to drugs, human traffickers, and gang activity. And that was really a good thing for him to do, because the Democrats always fight back on illegal immigration. Oh, we love the immigrants. Bring the immigrants in. They're going to vote for us. And you're being racist if you refuse to let illegal immigrants walk over the border. But Democrats really can't come back and say, oh, yeah, we're in favor of drugs flooding into this country. We're in favor of human trafficking and we're in favor of gang activity. So Trump was very clever on that. He got some good advice from somebody, or maybe he thought it up himself, but it was a smart thing to do here. Now, the U.S. House and Senate have approved the spending and border security bill to avert the government shutdown, and it's going to go to Trump for his signature. Now, this bill provides just $1.3 billion for fencing, which is not what Trump wanted, and Trump is expected to sign it. However, there are apparently provisions built into the spending bill that Trump apparently is not aware of, because there are provisions in there that allow state and local governments to refuse to have the wall built along their portions of the border with Mexico. In other words, trapdoors for the wall are already part of the legislation. And there's some other stuff in there that really isn't very pleasant for the American people. In fact, most of it isn't for the American people. You know, there's money for Israel and there's money for the war machine and so forth. But Donald Trump came on out and basically said he's going to be using a combination of unallocated funds from the Pentagon and some revenues generated by trade deals. And he is going to actually set a target of $8 billion for the wall. And so it looks like it's moving forward. But again, back in, I think it was 1997, there was a bill passed by both houses of Congress to build 700 miles of border fence, of which only 33 miles were built. And nobody seems to know why the project was stopped and where that money went. Now, over at traditionalright.com, they had this great article, What the President Should Have Said. And instead of Trump's rather tepid speech here. This says, let us imagine I'd received a telegram from the White House requesting me to draft remarks for the president. Here's what I would have had him say. Once again, the left-wingers who run the Democratic Party have refused to defend America and its citizens from invasion. They demand that we leave our southern border open to anyone who wants to cross. Millions of people have come here illegally across the border, and the Democrats want millions more to do so. The American people need to understand why the Democrats want open borders. It is not because they want to be nice to little children. The Democrats have a strategy for taking and keeping power in this country, and that strategy is to flood the country with immigrants who they will register to vote, whether they are legal or illegal immigrants. They expect those immigrants to vote Democratic so they can swamp the votes of native-born Americans in a sea of immigrant votes. They plan to make every America a stranger in his own country. They want to make foreigners the real rulers through a corrupted ballot box. And yeah, that really is exactly what's going on. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And already the fight is on. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is already getting ready to introduce a bill to block Trump's emergency declaration. Now, this is setting us up ultimately for a constitutional crisis. Who's really in charge here? I mean, the president does have authority to declare national emergencies. That has been codified in executive orders going all the way back to Richard Nixon. And remember, the way that that works, these executive orders, they're entered in the Federal Register. Congress has 30 days to reject them. But after that, they become the law. So apparently, Alexandria is going to try and get Congress to overturn the emergency declaration, and Trump will be left with absolutely nothing. He should have held off signing that bill until he had the money locked in there. I mean, Pelosi was on TV early today screaming about how dare the president run around Congress. We have the power of the purse, and we will decide what the nation is going to be doing. And that's funny because I thought we, the American people, ultimately were supposed to choose the course of our nation. But I guess I'm being rather dangerously naive here. Over in California, Governor Gavin Newsom is out there saying to Trump, we'll see you in court. So the Democrats, really, they're on the warpath. They want that border open. They want millions and millions of illegal immigrants coming in with their diseases and their drugs. And, you know, as long as they vote Democratic, it doesn't matter if the crime rate goes up or if the streets are filled with feces and litter. None of that really matters as long as they get those Democratic votes. It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. Okay, tomorrow night, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is going to be on the 60 Minutes TV show in which he admits something that is in his book, that he literally initiated an effort to try and get President Trump from office to basically overturn the results of the election, citing his concerns with the president's supposed ties to Russia, for which no evidence has ever surfaced. Okay? And he just calmly sits there and says that he attempted to gather enough support inside the administration to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office. Well, this is a coup d'etat. Andrew McCabe plotted a coup d'etat to overturn the results of the election and defy the will of the American people. That's not the way the United States is supposed to work. And I'd like to see a little more outrage. Of course, I know from the Democrat side, yeah, well, you know, we're only angry that it didn't succeed. But Trump's supporters should be out in the streets, you know, with hanging McCabe in effigy. You know, this is pitchforks and flaming torches time when you find out this kind of stuff is going on inside the government. So, I mean, really, you should be angry. I'm angry. I'm disappointed in Trump, but I'm very angry at the way McCabe tried to basically pervert the process of democracy in this country. Okay, over in the Congress, as you know, last week, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez embarrassed herself. That's the only word for it. And the Democratic Party, when she brought out her Green New Deal legislation, and it's one of the most absurd bills to ever be announced in Washington. And the details sparked immediate mockery, which led to Ocasio-Cortez and her people yanking an elaborate fact session off the internet and declaring it a distortion of the bill's reality. Really, it doesn't really say that inside. Yeah, it does. It says a lot of crazy things here. But I mean, this is a bill that aims to, among other things, eliminate every car, boat, and plane in America within 10 years. That is simply not practical. I mean, what are you going to use in place of boats, for example? And what are you going to use in place of aircraft? For example, if people from California want to come here to Hawaii. Well, it turns out there actually is a proposal in the bill to build a railway bridge from the United States to here in Hawaii. It's only about, 2,000, 3,000 miles here. And at some places, the ocean is 5 miles deep. So Mitch McConnell is going to force a vote on this to get the Senate on the record, whether they support this or not. And McConnell is smelling blood in the water, because if these Democrats vote for it, that will work against them in 2020 or the next time they're up for election. And if they vote it down, it's a disaster for the Democrats' rising star, Ocasio-Cortez. So now she's out there trying to play the victim card, feel sorry for me, and she's making a big deal about this naked picture hoax, and she's slamming conservative media for publishing a fake naked image of her in a stinging rebuke of Republican efforts to smear her. And she also took a shot at the Daily Mail. Well, this image has been doing the rounds on Reddit for over a month. It's already been completely discredited. It's not like anybody really wants to see her naked anyway. But this isn't the way Republicans operate. It's the way Democrats operate. And I think the Democrats are also thinking she's going to be a one-term congresswoman. But I think Alexandria is playing the poor victim card. Feel sorry for me. Backing that up is this article out of the Gateway Pundit, in which somebody was watching Ocasio-Cortez's Twitter channel and saw her likes go from 1,500 to 17,000 in just 10 seconds. So you think about that. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. We've got Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you had a caller yesterday. I was very interested in what he had to say. He painted a doom and gloom picture that, and he pointed out some things that were very, very important. The timing of everything. And Donald Trump having the majority in the House and the Senate, not doing anything then about the border walls, but waiting until it shifted the other way, and then now wants to do something about it. I'm concerned about that also. It's almost as if he's trying to appear, he's posing, as if he cares, or maybe he's just working with the globalists all along. I kind of wonder. But that's an interesting point to point out. Why not act when you have the majority and he waited so long? Second thing is, with the money that was taken from El Chapo under civil forfeiture, if that's $17 billion, that's a true, accurate number, why not just take that? You mentioned it yesterday. Take that and use that for your border wall. What's preventing Donald Trump from using that money? I have no idea what happens to civil forfeiture money that they take from us, but this is a large sum of money.
It is a large sum of money. Normally, civil forfeiture funds are divided up among the various agencies involved in the law enforcement activity. In this case, this would be, I guess, FBI, DEA, various police agencies. But Ted Cruz has introduced a repeat of the bill that he introduced in 2017, saying, yeah, let's take this money and apply it to the border wall. Now, I don't know when it's going to be brought to the floor for a vote. I'd like to see it happen real soon. But again, we're seeing this incredible factionalization between the open borders people and the real Americans who want our country to stay America, and just like we're seeing over in Europe, where the Europeans are now seeing Europe melt away in favor of this multicultural goulash that's being poured all over them.
Yeah, well, how would the Democrats respond and negatively saying, no, you can't do that? I mean, he's not getting the money from the Congress. He gets it from a civil forfeiture. The wall gets built. Well, what excuses can they use to say, no, you can't use that money? I mean, this is kind of crazy. This is a great opportunity for him, because right now he's going to be tied up in the courts now, and it'll probably be pushed over to the Supreme Court.
Here's the problem. Ted Cruz's bill probably is not going to get through the House of Representatives because it is now a Democratic majority. And they'll just say, well, we just felt the money should really go to other things like, you know, providing abortions, providing birth control to high school kids, and, you know, funding gender transition surgery and things like that.
That's it for me, Mike. Appreciate it. Have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and getting an update from the mass shooting over in Aurora, Illinois. They're now making a big deal out of witnesses saying that they saw green laser beams. So looks like the agenda for this stage shooting is to outlaw laser sights. So that's going to go on the list of, oh, you're a terrorist or you're a mass shooter if you have a laser sight. No, maybe. I just want to make sure I'm hitting that burglar who's breaking into my home. All right, back to the phones. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I don't think Trump should pass the... he should not sign this bill. But it looks like he's going to sign it. He's turned into a guy that's just conciliatory.
He's clearly not read it. He's clearly not read it. The Democrats have engineered all kinds of trapdoors into his border security wall.
Nobody's read it. Nobody's read it. It's 1,100 pages. Nobody's read every word of it. And they're going to find out more things, more different sentences that they included in there that's going to... one thing, like you mentioned, that any border town that likes the cartels, which is a lot of those border towns, right? They're run by the cartels are in cahoots with the politicians. They can say, well, no wall here. Well, it's going to take these Mexican immigrants about 5 minutes to get the word, for the word to get around. Well, this is a city we can go through, and they're going to go through there. And you can build a wall all the way across the Arizona border, but if Nogales, Arizona, says... we don't want the wall here, then they're just going to flood through Nogales. I mean, if that's so, this bill is no good, and you know, and Trump in general, he's just turned into the complete opposite of what I thought I was voting for. I thought I was voting for a guy who had nothing to lose. I thought he would just do what was right because he had nothing to lose. Instead, he's just he's turned into, I hate to use the bad word on your in deference to your on-air affiliates, but he's a vagina. I'll let you go, Mike.
Well, I think he's lazy. We've been hearing these stories about how he only works half days. There was another report that came out a week ago that was very troubling in that he doesn't actually read reports. He just relies on his staff to summarize, which allow the staff to spin things any way that they want. But, I mean, apparently the bill allows Mexican cartel-connected Texas counties to stop the border wall. And we know there's been a lot of problems with drug money corruption in Texas. The bill gives protection to illegal aliens who sponsor unaccompanied minors. Local leftist politicians will have the power to veto the wall construction. And... the bill does not provide funding for needed hires at Immigration Customs Enforcement. So it's a real bad deal. And, you know, Trump, to do his job, he's got to do his homework. And clearly he is not. And he's out there playing politics. Anyway, listen, Don, we've got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and we will be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And the corporate media, they are just totally focused on this shooting incident in Aurora. It's not news reporting. They're selling it. Ooh, it's horror. They're making a big deal over the fact that a laser sight was in use. And, you know, the timing is suspect. It's one day after the one-year anniversary of Parkland, which a lot of people suspect was another staged incident. And, of course, it gives the corporate media an excuse not to report on anything else. And there's a lot that they should be reporting on, like the fact that the Warsaw Mideast Security Summit turned into an absolute debacle. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show here. Meanwhile, Tulsi Gabbard has introduced a bill to Congress that would prevent Trump from pulling out of the INF treaty. And I applaud her for doing this, but I'm not sure that Congress has that authority under the Constitution. Because this is crossing over into foreign policy, and that's in the executive branch. You know, Tulsi, I love you, but I admire it, and it's a great symbolism. I'm not sure it's going to get very far here. But Tulsi is attracting a lot of attention, and that's making a lot of people very, very nervous. because she appears to be a genuine peace candidate. For one thing, she's the only Democrat running for 2020 who's actually been in a war zone. She was an officer in the Hawaiian National Guard on a combat deployment in Iraq. She served as a medic. But even though she's still in Congress, she still performs her guard duty. And she seems to be honestly anti-war. And probably that's because of her war duty. She's seen it up close. She's seen what it looks like, something that the other contenders for 2020 have not. If you go back and you look at the history of American presidents, you'll find those who actually were in wars became our most anti-war presidents. And Eisenhower being the supreme example of that. He was the supreme Allied commander in of Europe in World War II. But as president, he was anti-war, spoke out against military spending. There was the famous Cross of Iron speech. There was his warning and his farewell address about the military-industrial complex. But one good thing that Tulsi is doing is she's driving the warmongering corporate media absolutely crazy. And she was on Morning Joe a while back. And Morning Joe, they're very pro-war. They're absolutely in lockstep. They don't have anybody working on the show who's not fully on board. So they were interviewing Tulsi, and panelist Casey Hunt came on out and said, "Do you think Assad is our enemy?" And this was in reference to Gabbard's meeting with Syria's president back in 2017. And Gabbard replied, "Assad is not the enemy of the United States because Syria does not pose a direct threat to the United States." And no, they do not. But here is the problem. In so doing, Morning Joe just reminded everybody that our kids are over there in Syria not to fight ISIS, but to regime change yet another country. And I'm sure probably those kids over there in Syria are being told, "Oh, you're here to fight the terrorists. You're here to fight ISIS." But Morning Joe just kind of, they broke their own propaganda that way. And there's one thing for propaganda to work. It's got to be self-consistent. It's got to present a believable alternative reality to be imposed over the real reality. And when it gets this reckless and self-contradictory, it does begin to fall apart. And I think that's why Americans' trust in the corporate media is at all-time record lows, which is why the corporate media is wishing those of us in the independent media would just go away, which we're not going to do. Okay, Ilhan Omar is basically taking on the establishment. And, of course, she's being attacked and smeared as an anti-Semite. Because talking about AIPAC, and of course nobody in Congress wants to talk about AIPAC. The other day they were saying, "Well, yeah, we get some money from them, but we do all these wonderful things for Israel because we sincerely believe it's the right thing to do." Well, during the recent congressional hearing, she went after Elliot Abrams to account for his role in war crimes, the backing of death squads and genocides in Central America back in the 1980s. And he got very upset about it. And the new spin now is that Omar doesn't really care about death squads and genocide. She only went after Elliot Abrams because he's Jewish and she's a known anti-Semite. And therefore, we can dismiss everything that she said about Abrams' past crimes in South America. It's irrelevant. This is just another example of Jew hate on display. Getting really pathetic out there. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And an update from Aurora, Illinois. It looks like it may have been the real deal after all. The alleged shooter has been apprehended. So far, it doesn't look like anybody was killed, but people were injured. They're in the hospital with what are described as non-life-threatening injuries. And for all you AR-15 fans out there, the guy was using a pistol, and he has been identified as a co-worker in that Henry Platt plant. So it's a disgruntled worker situation. And, of course, my next question is then, was he on prescription antidepressants? That's going to be my next question here. All righty. So getting on back to Ilhan Omar, and she kicked up a real fuss when she made a comment about AIPAC. Oh, you can't talk about AIPAC. You can't do that. But the reality is AIPAC, and for that matter, the Adelsons, they're just the very tiny tip of a very large iceberg. If you want to talk about the Israel lobby, it stretches way, way beyond AIPAC to all these groups in every single state, groups on college campuses, and they work to basically shout down any criticism of Israel, shout down any support for Palestine. It is a huge, huge enterprise, and they do control vast amounts of resources, and they do, in fact, influence our government. Remember what they did to Cynthia McKinney. And attacks on Ilhan Omar seem to be less about protecting the Israel lobby, which is kind of an open secret, rather than to derail growing acknowledgement of the suffering of the Palestinian people, because that's what Israel is really worried about right now. They don't care about the fact that the American people know Israel is controlling the country. Remember that quote from Ariel Sharon from years ago on the radio saying, "We, the Jewish people, control America and the Americans know it." They don't really care. But what they're really afraid of is the growing global awareness of how the Palestinians are being made to suffer and the growing world sympathy as evidenced by the support for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Okay, so here's an interesting little article came out of uns.com. Will diversity be the death of the Democrats? And obviously, both of our so-called traditional political parties are coalitions. But the Democratic Party lately has been building its political platform on diversity, racial, religious, ethnic, cultural, and says it's America's greatest strength. So the Democratic Party is home to a multitude of minorities. It's the domain of the LGBTQ movement. And in presidential elections, Democrats win 70% of Hispanics, Jews, and Asian Americans, and 90% of African Americans. But lately, as the party continues to divide up people and turn them one against the other, it looks like it might be in the process of taking itself apart, of getting so many people angry with each other, they're not even going to want to be in the Democratic Party with each other. So this could backlash on them tremendously. All right, let's take a phone call from Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm phoning to talk to you about the Jewish lobby groups. They're everywhere. They're all over the world.
Yes.
Look what happened with Arthur Topham and the Brene Brith up here in Canada. You know?
It's, yep.
I mean, how does this happen?
Well, it's a really good question, and it's obviously been building for a very, very long time. I mean, I remember, many, many years ago, the ADL was caught spying for Israel, spying on American citizens for Israel, and nothing happened to them. But they're obviously very much, they are in control of our government at so many levels. Look how many states have already signed on to these ridiculous laws saying that you can't support BDS and apply for state contracts. And it's rather stunning to see how all of these political people who are supposed to understand how the United States works, they're willing to throw away the First Amendment to please their Israeli masters. We really are under foreign puppet rule, and it's time for the American people to wake up to that and possibly get just a little bit angry about it.
Yeah. There's also the JDL, and actually our federal government just recently recognized it as a terrorist group.
Oh, that actually happened a while ago. Of course,
in the States it did, yeah.
Yeah, but of course, the corporate media doesn't report on that. But the JDL, you know, has been accused of terrorism. And I'm trying to remember, there was this Irv Rubin, that was his name, was head of the the JDL, actually was arrested for planning the murder of a Arab congressman and the bombing of a mosque. But before he could get to trial, he was silenced in prison.
Yeah. I mean, it's a shame that people don't. They don't really pay attention to any of this stuff. And just to get slightly off that topic, but it's kind of still similar, is when Donald Trump was tweeting about the Federal Reserve, David Rothschild tweeted back, and wow, whoa.
Yeah, I remember that.
Look at that. Like, that's right out there.
Well, the private central banks are Israel's money machine. You know, they suck the wealth out of nations, and then they use that wealth to buy that nation's government, and that's how they maintain control.
Yep, and they can just print whatever they want, and they're doing it again, right? I have QE to infinity. And it's not just your country, Mike. It's a lot of countries that are involved in this sort of thing. It doesn't matter if the central bank is private. They're still calling, the shots are still being called in Brussels. So, you know, who are they working for? They're not working for us.
No,
they're working for
not.
The bankers.
Yeah,
anyway, government, I appreciate your
government
time.
Government serves the money. Government serves the power.
That's it. Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good show. I'm going to be listening.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Well, that makes one there. Anyway, article coming out of TexasTribune.org, the blue dots in Texas red political sea. And this is an analysis, and it included this map about, you know, Texas is traditionally Republican, but they had this district map showing where it had shifted over into Democratic country. And looking at that map, it's obvious that almost all the blue dots are right along that leaky border. It's a political invasion is what's going on. Now, there's been a lot of talk around the internet that Ruth Bader Ginsburg has actually already passed, and apparently it's been picked up by some of the independent media. And I urge caution on this one, that we not get set up for a huge embarrassment. But for what it's worth, the Daily Mail and other media institutes are reporting that Ginsburg was back at the Supreme Court today. She apparently attended the justices' closed-door conference, at which they're weighing whether to add new cases and finalizing opinions in cases argued in the fall. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, why wasn't there a picture of her arriving or something like that? Because all of the pictures that were being used to illustrate these articles are stock shots from earlier. But I think at this point, I have to say, I understand people are concerned that if she passed away, there would be a strong motive for Democrats to want to hide that, to deny Donald Trump another conservative Supreme Court justice. And it wouldn't be all that far-fetched if you remember Generalissimo Francisco Franco in Spain, the dictator of Spain, and he died, and that was hidden for like months and eventually became an ongoing joke at Saturday Night Live. So who knows what could happen? Maybe they went over to Westworld and had another Ruth Bader Ginsburg made up. But at this point, I'm not inclined to bite at these little bits of bait saying that she has passed away. And if she did make it back to the Supreme Court, good for her. You know, good for her. Okay. Turning to the war zones, of which there were a lot, and this next story is an illustration of why I thought it was unwise for Donald Trump to unwind Obama's attempt to normalize relations with Cuba. Cuba has gone public saying that the United States is moving special forces and preparing a Venezuelan intervention. And they're saying it's a covert plan to intervene under the pretext of the humanitarian crisis. And dovetailing with that, of course, AP is reporting a leaked State Department email that U.S. military aircraft are being ready to deliver 250 tons of humanitarian aid to the Venezuelan border, where supposedly Maduro cannot stop them. You know, humanitarian aid, guns, bullets, bombs, bandages, things like that. Wouldn't be the first time that weapons of war were being sent around the world disguised as humanitarian aid. All right, we're going to take another phone call here. Art off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I want to talk about this declaration that Trump has just put out. I'm so fed up with this garbage. It is absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's about time in these next upcoming elections, we start to elect people that actually know and have a full comprehension of the Constitution and the authorities of the various positions, be it president, senator, whatever the case may be. In the previous broadcast with Mark Anderson, I mentioned the presidential authority on immigration and how he can control it. I should have been a little bit more clear. It's not in the Constitution. I actually went back and looked it up. It's in the Immigration Nationality Act, Section 212F, and it reads, whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens to the United States would be detrimental to the interest of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he deemed necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem appropriate. Whenever the Attorney General finds that a commercial airline has failed to comply with regulations of the Attorney General relating to the requirement of the airlines for the detection of fraudulent documentation used by passengers traveling to the United States, including the training of personnel in such detection, the Attorney General may suspend the entry of some or all aliens transported to the United States by such airlines. There is your presidential authority right there in black and white. Ladies and gentlemen, take it for what it is. Donald Trump, pull your head out of that dark, dusty place you got it stuffed, get a whiff of fresh air, and do your damn job.
Okay, well, first of all, that's Title VIII. That's in there. We've talked about that on the show here before. Getting back to your first point about the next election, electing people who actually know the law and the Constitution, and it's amazing. We're still a little embarrassed out here in Hawaii that Macy Hirono didn't understand it actually is against the law to just step across the border into the United States. But unfortunately, we live in an age where elections are won and lost on the basis of style and image rather than substance. Now, it wasn't always that way when the country was brand new, before there was, radio and TV. Candidates had to give speeches. They had to demonstrate that they had a grasp of the situation. Elections were won and lost on oratory, and today they're won and lost on who's got the best clothing and the best hairstyle, and it ought not to be that way. The other problem is, of course, that long before you and I ever step into a voting booth, the candidates are already whittled down to those that are going to support the status quo. We saw that especially in 2016 when the Democratic National Committee rigged the primaries in favor of Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders. So our election system is a joke. Our political system is completely corrupted. And I wish we could fix it at the voting voting booth. But until that election system is overhauled, that's not going to be possible. And unfortunately, because so many of the people in our government benefit from election fraud, they're not going to do anything to fix it. I think that's why there was such a pushback against Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission, to the point where he simply disbanded it and said the Department of Homeland Security will take care of election integrity. But all DHS did was go on out and do some computer security stuff on those electronic machines without addressing the issue that the software in the machine from the point of manufacture is already set to steal elections.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to agree with you. And, you know, maybe there's got to be some way, and I wish somebody could give me, could come up, or a group of somebodies could come up with some way of remedying this by saying, you know, whenever they want to put somebody out there, you know, if we can, as a people, unite and stand up and say, look, unless you really understand this, you don't get our vote, and we will absolutely flatly refuse to recognize any authority you may try to claim you have until you get a clue. I mean, something's got to break at some point. Either we start holding these people accountable, we start getting people in there that actually know what they're doing, or we go for full-blown revolution. One way or another, this has got to end. Thanks,
well,
Mike.
Again, I'm opposed. Let me reiterate, I'm opposed to civil war or revolution. The wrong people get killed and crippled and those kinds of things. I still think that this country is headed to a Soviet Union-style collapse, and our best course of action is to be prepared to survive that period of difficulty while we the people get together and put together a new country, excluding the current members of our current government from taking part in that process. And that's going to be the hard part. I mean, Putin had to literally kick people out of the Russian republics to keep them from trying to take back over the place there. But again, the corporate media is supposed to hold our politicians accountable, but it doesn't. And so when you see a press conference, it's just another theater presentation where the prostitutes and correspondents ask these pre-planned softball questions to which the politicians will give a pre-planned answer. And the Americans think they're hearing a real debate and a real examination of the candidates, and they're not. They're not. And that's how we wind up with people like Sarah Palin and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, in positions of power. And by the way, have you noticed that ever since Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was elected, people have stopped telling dumb blonde jokes? Okay, I guess that one didn't work. All right, well, thank you for the phone call, Art. We're going to let you go here and take another break for commercials.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and an update from Aurora, Illinois. And when this story was first breaking, the facility was described as a warehouse, the Henry Pratt warehouse. Turns out that was a misreport. It's actually a manufacturing facility. That's why there were so many people around for this shooter to shoot at. There is a report that a coroner is on now on the scene, so there may have been at least one death. But everybody else is wounded, non-life threatening. The police are saying that their four officers were wounded, not seriously. So again, they are not identifying who the shooter is or what his motive was, but he did apparently work at that factory. So it's some kind of disgruntled employee situation. And again, I want to find out, was this guy on prescription antidepressants? Because we know those have been a factor in so many of these tragic incidents here. Getting on back to the war zones here, Venezuela has basically announced they are forming an anti-U.S. coalition to oppose a military intervention and support Maduro as the legitimate president of Venezuela. And apparently there are more than 50 countries hopping on board the coalition, including Russia, Cuba, China, Iran. And they're saying they're doing so to defend the key principles of the United Nations Charter, which are being violated by the United States in Venezuela, not to mention several other countries. This coalition is less about Venezuela and more about we need to get the rule of international law back. Because the real rogue nation in the world today is the United States. Story out of the original antiwar.com. American politicians from the two main parties have found something they can agree on. Oh, more interventions in Venezuela. And again, they're out there saying, oh, it's a humanitarian crisis. Well, that's the result of decades of economic war by the United States against Venezuela. And the usual canard that they come on out, we have to bring democracy to Venezuela, ignoring the fact that Maduro was elected in presidential elections deemed transparent by international observers in May of last year. And have you ever noticed that every time the United States goes in, pardon me, into another country to bring them democracy, what actually emerges is a dictatorship? It may try and make itself look like a democracy. They might have elections with just one candidate on the ballot. But think Shah of Iran or the dictator Pinochet, and you'll get the idea of how this goes. No, we're not in the business of bringing democracy to the world. The United States is in the business of crushing real democracy around the world to make the world safe for corporate greed. Now, John Bolton is out there once again shaking his fist and screaming at the rest of the world, don't you dare buy Venezuelan oil. Don't you dare do it. Don't you dare do it. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.